Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast on this final day of the month of January 2017. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've covered the transition of therefore leading out of the third and fourth chapter. We've covered the justification by faith, what that means. We've talked about the resultant peace that comes with that, and we took you to Isaiah 32. To establish that prophecy being fulfilled at the outpouring of Pentecost and that righteousness now shines forth out of people. Let me do one more little thing on that, why the outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost was necessary for righteousness to shine out of people is because the outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost was really an inpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost. God poured it out so that it could enter in. So the Holy Spirit inside of a believer is different than even what Peter, James, and John would have had walking next to Jesus. You see, Jesus was full of the Spirit, but his disciples were near the Holy Spirit. And when they were near the Holy Spirit, they sensed the very presence of God. Jesus anointed them and sent them out to minister. He had to impart unto them his Spirit, but he had to promise them the internalization of the Holy Spirit. He told them that he would not leave them orphans, that the Holy Spirit would come. He told them that there were many things he wanted them to know, but they weren't prepared to hear them yet because the Holy Spirit had not yet come. The internalization of the Holy Spirit gave them the ability to walk in a way that they had not the ability to walk before. It's why I have said before, you might think it would have been great to walk with Jesus, and I agree it would have been, but if you think it would have been greater than what you have now, then you sorely mistake the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was in Jesus and on Jesus, and when you were around him in the flesh, no doubt it was phenomenal, but when he left, he left you as well. And we don't know that feeling because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. So when the Spirit was poured out, righteousness then was not something man did. Righteousness was something man had. Man received the righteousness of God. He didn't go do the righteousness of God. Righteousness had always been a do, not a have. If you were talking to someone under the old covenant, righteousness would have been things you do. But if you're talking to someone under the new covenant, righteousness would be something you are, something you possess. Out of righteousness, the promise is not just goodness. We certainly have been created for good works, Paul said. But out of that comes peace, peace towards our fellow man and peace with God that man knows he is at peace with God because he's been justified by faith. So you might be listening and saying, why are you talking about righteousness when Romans 5:1 very clearly talks about justification? Because they're part and parcel of the same work. Romans 3:26, God shows forth his righteousness in that he is just and justifier of those who believe on Jesus. If God's the justifier, then you're the justified. And if justifying you proves that God is righteous, then justified people have the righteousness of God. So while 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ, is very popular and understood and should be popular, it's not fully comprehended because people do not see justification and righteousness as the same act. And I think it's because too many of us still see righteousness as what we do and justified as who we are. The reality is they're both the same. We're justified by the grace of God. We've been justified by faith, and we have peace with God our Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's the arrival of the Holy Spirit that internalizes our righteousness. Not so that we can sit around and have a righteousness party, pat one another on the back about being righteous, but so that an internalized righteousness would then go forth to the world and do all of the things that we hope believers do. I don't want it to be insinuated or even remotely thought that I think that once you're righteous, you won't ever do righteous things. You won't do right things, because I believe that you certainly will see right things come out of your life. But don't mistake Christianity as a series of doing right and avoiding wrong, because Christianity is not about right and wrong. We are not given the Holy Spirit to discern the difference in right and wrong. We are given the Holy Spirit to discern the difference in good and evil. Right's going to be relative to somebody, but good is the heart of God. And that's what we go for as believers. Okay, tomorrow we'll start the podcast by rereading verse 1 so that we can read verse 2, because verses 1 and 2 are one sentence. And I don't want to jump into the middle of a sentence, but we'll meet you there in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. God bless you.